You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Journey of Harriet Tubman, a five-part movement composed and arranged by Dr. Ron Keane, will be presented by the Sacramento Master Singers on March 9th and 10th. This is a concert and film pairing. It's a tribute to Black History Month, to Harriet Tubman, and the history of the Civil Rights Movement. Dr. Keane is in the studio with me. Welcome. So glad to have you here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Along with Dr. Ralph Hughes, the director of the Sacramento Master Singers. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having us back again.
Soloist Danielle Marie is here from the Bay Area, part of this wonderful project. Glad to have you here, Danielle.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we have eight master singers with us: Wendy Day, Caroline Furman, Nancy Bolanzano, Carol McCormick, Anthony Leon, Michael Villarreal, John Sorensen, and William Zinn. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 There they are in the studio. So this is quite a project. Dr. Hughes, do you want to start and explain all that you're undertaking here?
Sure. So we're so delighted that you had us come over this morning, and we're going to be doing a program of spirituals and a particular arrangement of spirituals written by Ron Keane, who's here with us, and it's called The Journey of Harriet Tubman.
I think there's a story, Ron, about how this came to your attention, how the music and the film were paired.
Yes. This was a commission by Dr. Jennifer Garrett from Bakersfield College, who asked me to write some music honoring the theme of freedom. And Harriet Tubman came to mind almost instantly. I've been studying her and worshiping her for a lot of years. And I called my daughter immediately, who's a filmmaker in Los Angeles, Hannah Keene. And we had collaborated two or three times before, but never from day one. And her film company specializes in music for and about women. Mm. So this was a group collaboration from the very beginning. And because of what was happening in politics in August of 2016 with politics as hate and the xenophobia that was hitting the airwaves, I thought this is an important message that we needed to share so that it doesn't happen again. Hmm. And one movement turned into five because there was just so much of the story of Harriet Tubman that most people didn't know about.
How did the two of you connect on this?
Well, I've known Ron. He was a guest clinician that my choirs from American River College participated and had his wonderful insights on various things. And so he wrote to me about 2 years ago and said, I've got this new piece that I really want you to consider. And I already had that season planned. So I said, okay, how about 2018-19 season? Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be a perfect piece for us because it allowed us then to have some outreach to area high schools that are also going to join us on the program. They won't be singing the piece that we're focusing on today, but they'll be singing their own set of spirituals.
Danielle Marie, this is quite a position for you to be in as a not only a vocalist, but I think a person in these times.
Yeah.
How are you about taking on the voice and the role of Harriet Tubman in music?
Oh, every time it absolutely humbles me. The journey that this woman went on, the things she endured, the things we're still seeing today that she radically fought against with her entire being. And so it's humbling, it's educational, it's exciting, all of those things.
Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited that all of the singers have filled our studio. If you would offer a little bit of context and setup for what we're going to hear. Ron, do you want to explain?
Yes. Quite often one hears African-American spirituals out of their sociological context. Mm. And I had done off and on for about 10 years, studied with an African master drummer from Ghana. And because scholars have no idea how these spirituals were performed before the Civil War, I tried to infuse the African, West African musical style characteristics into these spirituals as they might have been sung. We don't know for sure, and I make no claim to authenticity here. So this is a West African model of putting these spirituals into their sociological context.
All right, here they are then, the Sacramento Master Singers.
When Israel was in Egypt, let my people go. Oppressed so they could not stand. Let my people go.
Go down, Moses.
From the Journey of Harriet Tubman, those are the voices of the Sacramento Master Singers, featured soloist Danielle Marie. Dr. Ralph Hughes is in his 33rd year conducting this group, and that music was composed and arranged by Dr. Ron Keene. The concerts are March 9th and March 10th, concert and film. A stunningly powerful, powerful experience to be in the midst of your voices in this music. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you for letting us come and share. And we hope the Sacramento audiences will be interested and go to mastersingers.org to buy tickets and come out and check us out.
The full Master Singers group is much larger than what's here in the
studio. Yeah,
you've
got 8 singers, so imagine 6 times this number and 6 times the energy that you heard just now.
And Danielle Marie, close my eyes and try to imagine Harriet Tubman with us here today. And I think the vividness and the joy of what you bring to it is really remarkable. Ron, to hear this music around you, surrounding you, and to see it being performed, what is that experience?
It's hard to talk after that.
So thank you to our singers, Wendy Day, Caroline Furman, Nancy Balanzano, Carol McCormick, Anthony Leon, Michael Villarreal, John Sorensen, and William Zinn. Really beautiful. Thank you, everybody. We're going to close the show a little bit early because we do have another piece of music recorded, Ride This Chariot. And Ralph, I'll let you say a final few words if you'd like.
A few years ago, we had the pleasure of working with Moses Hogan, who was a strong proponent and arranger of spirituals. And unfortunately, he was taken early in his life. And so we did a tribute to him. And so you're going to hear a piece that was from that tribute concert that's a Master Singers and about 200 young high school singers.
Mm. More information about the journey of Harriet Tubman on our website, capradio.org/insight. Again, mark your calendars. These concerts are on March 9th and 10th in Sacramento. You can find more information online. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Bert Johnson. We had help from Sally Schilling and a number of people in our newsroom today. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Thanks to Evan Matzler and Matt Passini. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us, and in this Black History Month, it is an honor to leave you with more of the beautiful music from the Sacramento Master Singers. Oh.